In this step, we need to list the given and unknown variables. So reading through the question, we're told that Jennifer and her motorcycle have a combined mass of 280 kilograms. So this is our given mass value. On her way to school, Jennifer accelerates, suddenly realizes that she's late for physics class, and she accelerates from 7.0 meters per second east to 34 meters per second east. So reading through this, what this is really telling us is that we have an initial velocity and a final velocity. So her initial velocity is 7.0 meters per second, and she then accelerates to a final velocity of 34 meters per second. So for these types of problems, it's really important to read them slowly and make sure that you understand everything that the problem is telling us, or all the given variables that may be sort of hidden within the wording of the question. So we have an initial velocity of 7.0 per second, and we have a final velocity, or V2, of 34 meters per second. And finally, we're told that she accelerates from 7.0 meters per second to 34 meters per second in 4.2 seconds. So this is our given time value, or our delta t. And our unknowns for this problem then are going to be the acceleration. So we need to know what the value of the acceleration is when Jennifer accelerates from 7 meters per second to 34 meters per second in that timeline, which is 4.2 seconds. And then finally, the question is asking us, what is the net force on Jen and her motorcycle? So this will be our second unknown. So just to repeat that, our unknown variables in this problem are going to be acceleration and net force, and our given values are mass, initial velocity or V1, final velocity or V2, and our time or delta T.